Despite these obstacles, belief in the existence of paranormal abilities and ESP phenomena has managed to flourish. University of Chicago survey reported that 67% of those queried, 2 out of every 3 persons, claim to have a psychic experience. I believe that 100% of us are psychic and capable of using our ESP at will as easily as we blink our eyes or think a thought. Consider that we live in an age when most leading physicists accept the existence of realms of phenomena beyond the 3 dimensions of our physical environment. Scientists who are proponents of the new superstrings physics theory of subatomic particles, sometimes just called superstrings, believe that all matter, including human beings, exists in 10 or more dimensions, and that all matter and energy may be able to communicate, to be connected at subatomic levels. You too possess the power of unlimited communication. It exists in your mind, your spirit, and what you may think of as your soul, those additional dimensions. Your personal, highly sophisticated, internal receiver and transmitter. Most of us use only about 10% of our brain's vast capacity. The other 90% is power that goes virtually untapped. Think of how much those percentages would be even less and then greater if you factored in the extra dimensions beyond the physical realm of the brain. We may be using only the tiniest of fractions of our potential. The goal of this book is to show you how to tap fully the limitless energy of your mind and to break through into the dimensions beyond. I know you can achieve this because I have done so myself and have also helped thousands of others to do so. Let me take you back for a few moments to the beginnings of my personal belief in ESP and to the start of my search for ways to use it for a better and more fulfilling life. My psychic awakening. As a child, I was fascinated by the original television program on ESP that was called Alcoa Presents. It was later renamed One Step Beyond. Each week, it dramatized a factual story having to do with a paranormal experience. I still recall one tale of psychic communication over vast distances, another recounting premonitions of the sinking of the Titanic, and still another of a dream that forewarned a man of a physical danger. As a result, I came to believe that extrasensory perception and the paranormal world were real, but mistakenly I thought that only those with special gifts could access it, or that it could only be experienced by chance. My belief in ESP was strengthened in my youth when my widowed mother, Aurora, in her search for spiritual sustenance, took me along as she visited a wide range of psychics and mystics. Time and again, I heard information presented that could not be known or obtained by the physical senses. Although most of the psychics claimed to be gifted since birth, they at least had seemed to find a way to control their ESP. If they could learn, I reasoned, it must be possible for anyone to be psychic, even someone like myself, who had shown no automatic or natural paranormal abilities. My reasoning proved correct. My first personal psychic experience occurred several years later when I was 15. My mother had invited a quirky old psychic, I'll call him Sam, to teach a group of us how to see an aura, the energy field that surrounds our body and manifests itself as a halo of varicolored light. Sam's clothes were disheveled, and he fidgeted constantly, but he professed to know everything there was to know about aura vision. In truth, he was adept at it and could see auras at will. That night, he was going to share his secrets with us. Sam told us to relax our vision as we looked at Cecile, the aura model for the evening. Sam then instructed us to notice the places on our own body where we felt an itch, and then look at those same places on Cecile.